If you didn't already know, I love Christmas. The buildup of the season, the celebration of the incarnation, the Christmas Eve carols, reading Luke's Christmas story, it's all amazing, and I look forward to it all year long. But if I'm honest with you, the days following Christmas every year always feel like a letdown. No matter how hard I try to keep that Christmas spirit alive, it always feels out of reach by December 26th. Now, I understand that the holiday season is busy and chaotic, and it's good to rest, it's good to reset, take a breath, get life back in order. I get it. But often when December 26th comes around, it feels like we've already forgotten what happened on December 25th. We quickly forget the improbable, miraculous, unimaginable thing that just occurred in our midst, that the Word became flesh and is living among us, that the light of the world has entered the darkness and it cannot and will not be overcome, that this Word and light has given us life. So on this fourth day of the Christmas season, I'm left wondering what this life we've been given looks like after Christmas is over. How do we live now? How do we hold the tension of racing back to normal while also knowing that normal doesn't exist anymore because God is on earth? What does Christmas spirit look like on every other day of the year? Today's story that Pastor Freeman read is the first story in John's gospel after the Word became flesh. In other words, today's story happens on December 26th. And on this December 26th, people are coming from all over to be baptized by John at the Jordan River and hear what he has to say about a man they've never heard of, never seen, never known. Because though we know that Jesus is a main character in the story, the people coming to be baptized by John didn't. Jesus hasn't even been named in the story yet. He's been growing up at home, anonymous and unknown, behind the scenes. So because John is talking about this Messiah that no one knows yet, it confuses some people, specifically some religious people. They were watching John from afar, confused, skeptical, a little unnerved as to what he was doing at the river. So they approach John and ask for his credentials, ask by what authority he can baptize people. Now, John is John and doesn't say much about who he is. Instead, he chooses to clarify who he's not. He's not the Messiah. He's not Elijah. He's not a prophet. But he is the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." After some more questioning by the religious leaders, John tells them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." Now, plot-wise, not a lot happens in today's story. Jesus doesn't appear. The religious leaders leave their questioning without anything going down. December 26th is kind of a dud in the book of John, too. But there's a tension on this December 26th, similar to that which we experience every year. Because Jesus is in the world, the Word has been made flesh. Everything has changed, and yet no one knows about Jesus or has seen Jesus or has any inclination as to what is about to happen. The word has come, and yet it feels like in today's story, in today's world, we're still waiting for the word to come. We're still anticipating on the edge of our seats, still wondering what the incarnation of our God is actually going to do in the world. And it's in this waiting, in this anticipating, where we find John. And John is not passive. John is not sitting back and twiddling his thumbs. John is not sitting at home despairing that nothing has changed and the word made flesh is taking a while to show up. No, John is active, testifying and witnessing to what God will do in Jesus, living his life as if everything has changed, even when it doesn't look like it has. What is striking to me about John is his conviction, his stubborn and bold trust that the Messiah, that Jesus has come into the world, that this Messiah is here and among us, that this Messiah is coming to save all people. John believes this in his bones. Even when Jesus hasn't done anything yet, even when people don't know who he is yet, even if no one else believes him and everyone is confused by what he's doing, John believes nonetheless. If I'm honest, I think I would respond to John very similarly to the religious leaders. I would question someone who's talking about a Messiah when I'm looking around and nothing's different. I would be skeptical of someone who has a weird sense of humility and isn't giving us any details. All of what John is saying sounds strange. All of what John is not saying makes me not trust him. It feels like toxic positivity or shallow hopefulness. How the religious leaders respond to John is how many of us respond on December 26th with skepticism and confusion. Because after all the celebration and fanfare is over, we're left still living in a world that wants us to believe that this light that has come has not changed anything, that the darkness does overpower it, and that on December 26th, the light no longer has a say and doesn't matter because nothing's different. But John resists that. John doesn't believe that, because John knows that the word is here, that Jesus is alive and among us, and that makes everything different. And he doesn't know when or how Jesus is going to take the stage, nor does he care what people think about him, but he will be ready when Jesus comes to save the world. And until then, he is emboldened to help others be ready too. Following today's story in John's Gospel is another story that happens on the very next day, you could say, on December 27th. John is out baptizing again at the Jordan River, doing what he's always doing. It's another ordinary day until someone shows up. The Word made flesh, the one who we have only heard about thus far, Jesus, starts walking towards him at the river. And before Jesus says a single word, John, who has been waiting for and anticipating this moment for his entire life, declares in front of the whole crowd, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here he is. This is who I've been talking about." The eyes of all the crowd move toward Jesus, to whom John is pointing. The religious leaders are nowhere to be found. And thus begins the ministry of Jesus on December 27th. Christmas has come and gone. The fanfare and festivities are over. The Christmas spirit is dwindling. But today we're reminded that the life and ministry of Jesus has just begun. And like John, we know that this incarnation will change everything. We might not know how. We're not a prophet. We're not Elijah. We're not the Messiah. We don't have all the answers. But we know that the Word has become flesh and is living among us. We know that God is acting in the world. So when it feels like any other ordinary day where nothing has changed and we're waiting for Jesus to show up and save our suffering world, look to John to show you true Christmas spirit. Go out into the world and point to the light. The light that has given you life, the light that cannot be overpowered, because it is here. It is among us. And it shows up every single day of the year. Amen.